Merging with Shiva, Lesson 245, Shared Dreams, Inner Darkness. It is the one life belief that creates the big distinction between waking and sleeping. It is the super misconception that the objective reality is real and the subjective reality is fantasy, unreal. Quite the contrary, the subjective reality is real, and the objective reality is less real from the Hindu point of view. Both the subjective and objective realms are given reality by the previous samskaras impressed within the soul, and when done with and healed, those subjective and objective realities fade away. It is because of these samskaras that people do not merge with Shiva as Shiva, why the jiva does not become Shiva immediately. Experiences had and karmas made in a physical birth will require a physical birth to heal them. Experiences and karmas made in the dream world will require sleep experience to heal them. One of the strong themes in Hindu dream thought is that of shared dreams. This means two people having the same dream and confirming it later by talking about it. Two people communicating in a dream which reflects later in reality, or two people entering a dream together. Tibet's gurus and disciples would dream the same dream consciously, being of such one-mindedness with the purpose of creating something on the physical plane. And if they pooled their minds like that, they would be able, according to our tradition, to create something that never existed before. Two people sharing the same dream and communicating within that dream is a definite astral plane experience. People endeavoring to have the same dream is a systematic teaching of the Nandinatha Sampradaya, such as entering interplane schools where everyone is learning from great Natha adepts. People having the same dream and then talking about it and saying, yes, I had a dream like that at the same time, may be a prophetic message from the gods and devas, a form of channeling. The intelligent souls living in the inner world want to communicate something to those in the outer world and can't communicate it directly through a psychic, so they try to communicate it through dreams, through numerous people. These are usually very prophetic dreams. Dreams of this kind should not be taken overly seriously if only two people have them, because one might be just agreeing with the other that he had also had it, compromising or looking for favors. If two people have had the same dream, they should look for a third person who has also had the same dream. This is the protective step to take. The inner plane beings will project the same image and knowledge through 5, 10, 15 individuals, so there will always be a third person, or a fourth, or a fifth. Then these prophetic kinds of dreams can really be taken seriously. With these kinds of projected dreams, there is no need to panic, because they are projected by the great overseers of this planet, long before anything foreboding would happen, to give inhabitants a chance to understand and adjust the situation. They are not given in a framework of something happening in 2 or 3 days, or a week or two. Enlightenment gives experiential understanding of all states of mind. From the nothing, which is the fullness of everything, and the fullness, which is the emptiness of nothing, into sound, color, combinations of colors and sounds, which is form. The forms that interrelate with forms make samskaras. The forms of the samskaras remembered separate and categorize the forms, and voila, human life is created. Enlightenment means seeing the entire picture simultaneously, because when the light is turned on, everything in the room is seen. When the light is turned on in the mind, everything in the mind is seen. There are no mysteries, no dark areas, no gray areas. Unlike turning on the light in the room, which immediately produces shadows, enlightenment illumines everything in the mind from the inside out. There are no shadows, no mysteries. Yes, dreams are no mystery to the enlightened, but are seen no differently than the waking state. There is only one reality in form, which is the pure consciousness, which is conscious of form. And this reality is what realizes itself as formless, timeless, spaceless. An enlightened man does not dream or live differently, but simply sees his dreams and waking life differently. The unenlightened person has definitely a darkness, many gray areas in the struggle for enlightenment. Or, if he is not struggling for enlightenment, the blackness within is his reality. An occasional flash of light, which might come with a bright unexpected idea, is like a word from the divine, considered a word from the divine. The unenlightened are blinded by their own good deeds, mixed deeds, and bad deeds of the past, cooped up in darkness, held there by their lethargy and inability to attempt a yoga, a union with the divine. As a single leaf from a tree can guard your eyes from the bright impact of the sunlight when held between you and the sun, so can one single belief. And the religious ones are clung to most religiously, hold a believer in dark areas of the mind. Om Namah Shivaya.